agitation for patient Seemaj Almer, SEMAJPALMER. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of service 8/7/2023. Date of accident 8/2/2023. Patient reports that she is suffering from severe pain on the left side of the middle back and lower side across. Severe pain and is affecting her sleep. Her left eye jumps in the light. She cannot walk and she gets dizzy. She reports that all her symptoms are as a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 8/2/2023 around noon. She was a front seat passenger and the driver was her friend Nikita Coleman, who is okay. She never went into ER. And her phone is disconnected. The friend was able to get the police report. The accident happened as follows. Patient says that the accident occurred on Wyoming and Finkel. They were going on Wyoming in a Equinox Chevy. And they were just before Finkel intersection light when a car came from driver's side and hit T-bone on the driver's side. The other car didn't stop on its yield sign or stop sign. As a result of the impact, at 50 miles an hour, they were moving at 40 miles, the other car was at 50 miles, and the other car was Chrysler minivan. They were wearing seatbelts, all the airbags were deployed, all the front and back. There was no loss of consciousness, there was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was not taken to the hospital by ambulance. In the damage, please mention that the car is total. It hit the curb and a pole after being T-boned on the driver's side, leading to axle being broken, motor was shifted, and the driver door was completely broken. Front windows are shattered, and the right window is also shattered. Passenger door was completely smashed. In the injury department, patient report that she remembers hitting the head to the dashboard and then whiplash happened for the whiplash to the neck after hitting into the headrest. Denies any injury to the shoulder, elbow, hip or knee or pelvis. No injury to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. Patient does report severe headaches or TBI symptoms. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting severe headaches, which are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they're located mostly in the front and the right temple, left temple. And they are constant. Since it to the light, an associated factor is nausea. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of severe dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, nausea. Denies any other issues like loss of vision field, denies any issue with the taste, smell, or motor functioning of the face or chewing problems. No TMJ problems are reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patients report that there is no pain in the neck or upper back, but only in the middle back towards the left side and lower back. Cross, it is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has headaches, which is also 7 to 10. and there is a chest pain on the left lower rib cage, also 10. She doesn't remember if she hit into some hard stuff. The pain is from the lower back is shooting to the posterior part of the leg and thigh up to the knee, which is quite worse on walking, and it is felt like severe pain and sometimes numbness and tingling. The light bothers her headaches, and though she can walk up to 50 feet without major pain, she can sit side and butt is hurting. On standing, she is hurting, shooting pain, and she is unable to sleep. Headaches are there every day, 1 to 2, 3 hours. These pains are reported to be continuous and are described as throbbing, sharp, cramping, sickening, aching, tiring, exhausting. And our ADLs are, the pain intensity is from 9 to 10, ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, coughing, standing, walking, driving, and standing, and improved by, it is improved by medications, physical therapy. And he reports that there was no headache prior to this accident. However, there is no major numbness, tingling, pins and needle, muscle weakness, or bladder bowel incontinence. Only radiation of pain in the left buttock and left posterior part of the leg. And some difficulty walking, lightheadedness, tingling is reported. No sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, no incontinence. The further the patient report that the X-rays and CT scans were done on the day of accident in the past treatment, and she was inpatient from August 2nd, 2023 to August 3 of 2023 at Henry Ford Hospital. CT scan, X-rays, chest, leg X-rays were all okay, and she was discharged with medications. However, she is off work, has not tried any acupuncture or chiropractor or any other therapy. External view is unremarkable, past surgical history unremarkable, medication allergies to no medications, family history. The patient is adopted at 5 and has no idea about her parents or family history. Relationship status, patient single with 4 kids and lives with her husband. They are 14 year, 11 year, 10 year and 6 year. Employment status, patient is employed full time as a rehab for 7 years, and where she lives, patient help her, help them shower and bed, make a bed. Disability none, legal history none. Personal history, patient does drink on weekends and does smoke on weekends. It does not have recreational drugs. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, doing chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, opening the kitchen, reaching to cabinets, ability to lift, turn the plates are affected 10 in scale of 1 to 10. Eating, feeding, writing, and dialing of phone is affected 7. Physical examination, blood pressure 122 over 89, pulse is 89, pulse, aux 100%. The rest of the exam, the height is 5'3", weight is 125. 33-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, level telemetry. The patient has no severe anxiety or lethargy. She has no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient can walk well, mobile independent without using any device. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is normal. Tenderness, none is present in the spine, no muscle spasm or paravertebral muscle spasm, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation 10. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. In the Spurling sign is negative. Lumbar test is negative. Inspection test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kearney test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Dagger test is negative. CAM test is positive. Kavinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint in the patient's the left sacroiliac joint is found positive, positively tender with positive fiber test, Gosselin test, the destruction test, the compression test, standing flexion test, and vulnerable sign are all negative. Examination of the extremities is completely unremarkable, no positive findings. There is no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length disturbance is noticed. Diagnosis. Please mention into the musculoskeletal examination and also musculature examination that there was a spasm in the trigger point area and muscle spasm of bilateral paraspinal muscles L1 through L5 bilaterally, severely painful, and several trigger points were noticed. Please mention that in the musculature examination also and on the musculoskeletal examination. 2 plus hypertonicity and 3 trigger points on either side are noticed. In the diagnosis, in general, V8 9.2 H60, R26.89, S09.90XA, Z79.891, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6. 54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, Y1.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Left sacroiliac joint involvement M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care for CMOG Palmer is from the template. Treatment plan, physical therapy is ordered to affect the lower back, the left hip pain, and a muscle spasm in the paraspinal muscles as well as left sacroiliac joint. 3 times per week traction massage. Ibuprofen are ordered. Patient is placed on disability household replacement. Attended care is ordered 4 hours 7 days for 1 month. Transportation is ordered in case management has been ordered out. In the non-narcotic medication, metformin 500 twice a day, allowable 15 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, lidocaine gel 3%. Naproxen is for healing and anti-inflammatory. Allowable is for removal of GD disorder, providing good sleep, relaxation, Flexeril for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel is for optical pain relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve relief. Purisec 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR and 75 tablets for headaches. Narcotic pain medications are provided. Narco 5325 is allowed. 14 tablets. Patient will be seen in 7 days' time. Non pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry. Fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. It is informed that the patient had a fracture of the trans process at L4. However, it's not, we don't have the information right now about patient is able to ambulate well. Interventional pain procedures, patient is recommended a trigger point injection upon her own request at L1, L3, and L5 bilaterally. Surgical options none. Referral to neuropsych is being considered. And an MRI of the brain with neuroquant is ordered. An MRI of the lumbar spine is ordered. Attended care is ordered 4 hours. Case record is also ordered at the request of the patient. Patient has already filled the affidavit for the damage. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. We are ordering an MRI of the brain with neuroquant and lumbar spine to identify the pathology. DME. Patient is ordered a quad cane, rollator walker, back brace, cool compression. Education is yes. The follow up visit is in 15 days or 10 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.